I said, in fact, Chooks, I almost called you that night. It was 2 a.m. I went to call Chooks. I said, Chooks, this computer is not booting. But I said, when the phone rings, the man will first panic. Say, why is Pastor calling me at 2 a.m.? He now say, hello, Pastor, what is it? I said, the computer is not booting. Out of respect, no go do work. Otherwise, he should ask you, okay, it's not booting. I'm in my house. What am I supposed to do? I'm telling you, I looked at it. I almost called him. But I said, Frank, it doesn't make sense. Even if he wants to help you, if he's in the money, he will help you. I said, all right, we'll wait till morning. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Then I said, no, this computer. I flipped it. It's a laptop, very thin laptop, Dell XPS. I turned it upside down, unscrewed the back, removed the back casing. I said, this is hard disk. There you are now. You are there now. So I pressed it, knocked it small. You don't knock it too hard though. Tap the headed everything. Turn it over. Press the key. The same thing. I turn it over again. Shook things around a little bit. Nothing. Just as about to close it, something in my mind just said, are you sure the cable is intact? If you know these very thin laptops, the cables are like flat piece of paper. They are thin, like nylon, hard nylon like this. They have thin cables running inside them. So where they connect to the motherboard is even thinner. So normally the clips are like nails. So then I looked closer. It looked like one of them was standing straight. So that's the normal position. I just used faith to press it down. I checked it again, pressed it again, opened it, pushed that thing in. How it came out, I don't know. Flipped it down, screwed the computer back, turned it over. God of miracle. Now my papa, oh. The thing woke up. I woke my wife up. Wake up. It's working. Like, what is it? Look, spiritual things work funny. Don't think angelic intervention is always with a sword. Pastor, move back. They strike the... No. When the angels came to rescue Elisha, he saw the angels. The other men did not see it. How did it manifest? They could not recognize Elisha. And that was angelic intervention. That tells you all the times that Jesus passed through the midst of them and went his way. Angels came and escorted him out. They did not know when he passed. Working of miracles. So you go back to that machine, you lay hands, many things will happen. Next day, an engineer comes, he opens the thing, still waiting, you are waiting for a German engineer, he just comes, looks at the board. Doesn't it just look like this color coding? Is that how they do it in Germany? He looks, he says, no, I don't think so. This board looks a bit off. This fuse, I don't think the color is in line. He pulls it out and says, this is supposed to be 20 amps. What we have here is just 10. Human beings make mistakes, whether they are Germans or Nigerians. So he checks and he says, no, I'm sure it's 20. I say, are you sure? He said, look, nothing will happen. Let's just put it. He brings another one, puts it in, says, start it. 50 million naira starts working. Natural human beings say the engineer is smart, but by faith we understand that it was not the smartness of the engineer. It is the favor of God. Tell your neighbor, expect a miracle. Oh, I have this feeling that the angels of God, I say, Pastor Banky, keep preaching. Thank you. That we have been waiting to help people, but they are not expecting anything. Yeah, I'm convinced. I can almost feel them rejoicing, say, oh, more work has started. That we wanted to help. One day my wife asked me that Daniel took 3 weeks for the angel to arrive. What will have happened if he stopped praying? After the angel said, the first whole day we heard you. I had to meditate on what will have happened. And I said to her, the angel would not have arrived. She said, why? I said, because Daniel would not have been expecting anything. And lack of expectation will have had to turn the angel back. That's what I mean. When I say when we are not expecting things, angels don't do things. Listen, our lives, God wants to work miracles. And we believers, we must expect miracles. That's what I'm explaining. That's the main thing that the Holy Spirit wants us to know this period. That go out there, stop talking recession. When you talk recession, you limit the Holy One of Israel. That's the point. You limit the Holy One of Israel. All your talk, recession, everything is interlaced with recession. And you feel you have an obligation to agree with everybody. Your words are not neutral. They are not neutral. When you say there's recession, the spirit of recession will look for space in your house. This salary is not enough for anything again. If they say yes, why should it be enough? They will help you waste it. But if you say for me, it's not recession, you'll be amazed. that in the midst of what the world calls recession, because look, listen, the difference, like I said earlier, economy is actually confidence. That shows that wisdom, spiritual things are more important than the value of the money in your hands. So if God pours a blessing on it, you only understand how to spend 10 naira and get the result of 15 naira that others are getting. After all, many people that have a lot of money, God has given them the spirit of wastage. You know that? It's true. You bring in money, you put into a pocket with holes. It's not just physical holes. Somebody didn't dig there, say, bring his pocket, cut it. No. Pocket with holes. There are different kinds of pockets with holes. Many people that have a lot of money, they use 1 million naira to get a result that their neighbor used 50,000 to get. I mean, I gave an illustration when we first started trying to do video recording here. Look, you can say anything you want. That your video is not particularly... Listen, two of us were starting recording at the same time, me and somebody else in town. The other fellow had plenty of money. Kingdom World Ministries did not have it. So they spent three or six million, I can't remember the figure, it's been a few years, building a studio to record. We must have spent a total of like 150,000 or less. Why? They said light is 150,000 for one. Red headlights. That's buying from Dubai, buying from Nigeria, like 250, that kind of thing. Say, bring money, let's go and buy. Say, I don't have that kind of money. So we went to Ogbete Market, Kenyatta Market. Bring me all these lights. We just described, they brought some things. Each one came to 6,000, and we bought plenty. And packed them here. And Chima said he'll bring filter. They put filter on top of it. Whether it's good or bad, I don't know. All I know, they were watching it all over Sub-Saharan Africa. You also watched it. My mother watched it. The Lord is good. All right. So we got the result that some people were getting for millions for a few, maybe not up to 200,000, and we got it. And they shut down after a while. We are still here years later. Ah. I don't want to, this hall, we had to expand it a bit some time ago and rearrange things a bit, all right? Well, I tried to get a new generator. That's diesel generator. We got one of our brothers was trying to help me. I said, no, 30 kV is too big. Get 20. Talk. Me and Israel just drove down to town. And let's make a long story short. What we needed 2.something million naira for, we solved with 400,000 naira with a little bit of wisdom. So what I'm trying to emphasize is this. If you prophesy appropriately and believe appropriately, what they call recession, your salary will not change, yet the effect that it will have we so increase, you wonder who is receding to where. Please help me again. Turn to your neighbor. Expect these spiritual manifestations. I need to emphasize it again today. All those things are not for preachers alone. We grew up thinking they were for preachers. Only those with a gift will see vision, they will prophesy. It's a kind of thing they prophesy or see that differs from one person to the other. A man in an office running a business, a woman that's sitting down doing her business, may not wake up one day and suddenly see an angel fly past, and the angel say, oh, son of God, come. Or child of God, come. The Lord sent me to you. But sitting down there, we just have an idea on how to move this business forward. And for that person, it's a vision. A friend will come and say, listen, we need 50,000 naira to do this, to hire consultants, we need about 1.5. And the friend will just say, don't worry, you don't need to hire anybody. For this, you can do it yourself. And it's a word of prophecy. One thing Demon Shakaran said in his book, Happiest People on Earth, he said the way Charles Price used to give prophecies used to amaze him. That he came from this Armenian background, that to give prophecy, you stand straight. The Spirit is speaking. Have you gone to Celestial Church of Christ before? Apostle came with it. In some of those churches, where you want to prophesy? When we were children, we thought all those spiritual things were only for odd churches like that. We didn't know that real Christians had them. I said, Eli, ja, 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 Eli, ja, ja, Eli, ja, Eli. Jomo Shakira said that was how they grew up. To give prophecy, you go vibrate, you go straight, your face goes straight. Oh. Then you release the prophecy. Then he met Americans. Americans not sent. I love Americans for that one. Have you seen the way Americans take oath, lawyers? in Nigerian court, say, what do you want to say? He said, I swear by Almighty God that the evidence I shall give in this case before this court shall be the truth. You are repeating it to the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So help me God. You are holding a Bible, you give it to them. Americans will come and say, do you swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth? You say, yes. You don't swear, you finish with that. Yes. They say, you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God. They don't have to be repeating anything. You say, yes, I do. You're under oath. They start giving your testimony. Americans are very funny. One day I saw their soldiers marching. Oh, I love Russian soldiers. Americans are just good like this. They carried it into spirituality. Bishop William was there one day, went to America. After the meeting, they had a meeting in the morning, they are going in the evening, that they went to a Tush restaurant. Guys were ordering, you know, lobster and stuff, and prawns, and they were eating. Praise God, you know, the Lord is good. He said, men, see Christianity. He said, he's Nigerian. He's go back home. Father, for this evening's meeting, in the name of Jesus, they will be fasting. He said, man, these guys, I prefer this. Oh, the Lord is good. Anyway, in Demonstration, it says, transpriced will give a prophecy, and you think he's still gisting with you. He'll just say, oh, it's going to happen, you know. What is going to happen? There's going to be a move of God, maybe about 20 years from now. I will not be around to see, but I'm sure you're going to participate in it. And like, well, is that your opinion or prophecy? Even the man does not know. Are you okay? You're getting my point here. I want Christians to understand spiritual things. These days, when I'm talking to believers, I'm improving, you know. I'm getting more careful. Do you know, people will quote me. I have about three people in my head now. They'll say, then you said this. And I feel like, I did? He said, then this was happening in my life. And I remember something that I was talking to you that day. You just said this. And I said, good, that is the word of God. And I ran with it. God works in mysterious ways, his wonders to perform. Because I can't remember it. And I must have just talked, you know, in person. I was just talking normally. I have a number of people in my head that tell me that all the time. I said, Pastor, I remember one day we were talking and you said this and I wrote it down. Hey, since then, after I started hearing these things, I became very careful. I don't just open my mouth and say things anyhow. And God is helping me. I'm improving, you know. So when Chris Devon said, fast your words, I understood what he meant. And listen, that's actually how it is. I'm going to emphasize something. So when you hear of a word of wisdom, word of knowledge, discerning of spirits, prophecy, you know, tongues, interpretation of tongues, gifts of healings, working of miracles, don't even expect that only preachers that will do it. It will happen in different areas. An engineer will work healing in machines. You know, there are a lot of government generators that they are selling off as scrap. They don't work anymore. The man will go there. These are massive generators that go for maybe 100 million naira, 200 million. You will bid 50,000 for it, cost of evacuating it. Spend 150 on it, turn it to something that's almost as good as new. And they will use local technology throughout. That's gifts of healings. I hope you're getting my point here. Listen, there are many look, one man came once. Let me talk about that briefly. He's a Nigerian. Not only is he a Nigerian, he's either from Enugu or Anambra. I think he's from Anambra State, but he's schooled in Enugu here, in Nsukka, UNN. A professor of agricultural, agric engineering, all right? Worked in Australia, worked in different places. When he came to give the lecture, that then, my dean ordered everybody that we must go for his lecture. All of us gathered ourselves and drove to Nsukka. But I'm happy I went. I enjoyed his lecture. The man currently he's working in South Africa, a university there. And his PhD projects. You know, I don't like all these PhD projects. We do in academics, I just want to get promoted, publish all kinds of rubbish that mean nothing just to get promoted. If you see what this man works on, God, I didn't know it was like that. You see, this particular fruit they produce in this part of South Africa where he works. But he has a shelf life of only about 1 week. So his PhD students are currently working on how to get the shelf life up to 1 month. That's their project. They will be adjusting storage temperature, storage humidity, what to sprinkle on it, what to do. So we've been able to do this one. Before we began, this was only storing for 5 days. Now they can keep it for 3 weeks, which means we cannot export as far as Europe. Are you seeing what I'm saying? Then he made a statement. How many people know Indomie noodles? It dawned on me when he said it, that noodles is not natural food. Somebody invented it. Yes, somebody sat down and said, let's see how we can do this thing. And it came up with what you and I call noodles now. Now, you can imagine if it was made out of cassava. Just imagine for a moment that we have a food in this country that people consume, you know, easy to package, easy to distribute, cooks in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Children love it. Adults love it, unless they are pastors. That's to tell you that I don't know why people eat it. But children love it. Their mothers love it. You understand my point? Some men love it. And the whole country eats it. How many brands do we have in Nigeria? I know we reach 10. The popular ones. There's Indomie, of course. There's O. There's Tommy Tommy. There's one Dangote people make. Dangote has. Honeywell has his own. Mimi. What can I forget Mimi? There used to be Maggi noodles. I don't know what happened to them. Oh, everybody making it. What they used to make? Is it rice or flour? Flour. That's from wheat. And we don't grow wheat in Nigeria. How can our staple food be something we don't grow? And you say dollar is costly. If you were dollar, won't you be costly? So that day, that man said that thing. Ah! It struck me. So he just said that, why can't people just develop something? Now, we have a lot of foods. I'm not trying to, I don't believe in Nigeria bashing. We have a lot of food. Plantain chips, all natural. One of the most staple things with us is garri, right? But I think it should get to a point that almost everything that we eat routinely is locally farmed. We make it from yam. Do you know how much yam they produce in Benue State? When yam is in season, children can, look, they can use it for firewood. I'm telling you, they produce that thing so much. Let's even leave yam. That our cassava is a gift of God we need to tap. You know what about cassava? It grows everywhere apart from maybe Sokoto. But it grows everywhere. Even Sokoto, it grows because it matures in 3 months. Is it 3 months or 9? 6 months. 6 months. Thank you. 6 months. So if you once it rains in a place for up to 4 months, it's cool. So most parts of Nigeria can grow it. And it's one, I mean, I didn't grow up in the city, so I know about farming. It's one crop that needs very little care. Once you have the improved variety, which is what is common now, the one that used to be devastated with cassava mosaic virus, wiped out of circulation long ago, the one they use now, you just need to weed it for just a few weeks. Once it grows for about 6 weeks and the leaves touch each other, nothing grows under again. That's it. Just leave it there. It takes care of itself. Time to uproot it. Just pull it out. You don't have to make heaps. You plow your ground, you stick it in the ground, the thing grows like weed. Look, if you don't use that land for any other thing, next time you come, you find cassava there because the sticks you left behind, they had hit the ground and they start growing again. Hey, if that was what we're using to make Indomie. Can you see what I'm saying? That man that day, he explained that our engineers will sit down, food engineers, and say, want to create food like that out of cassava. It will take them a few years, but eventually they will do it. So that's what universities are for. Not for making professors out of how many papers did you publish. The relevance of the paper, you don't know. Incidents of doctors that go for Bible study. Those of you who are there, you know what I'm talking about. Once it's in one national journal, they give you your full 5 points. When you add about 20, 30 of that, they give you one title professor. They say, what did you profess? Nothing. We're not here to do academic bashing. We're talking spiritual things. That wisdom, that's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of wisdom that God gave that man, John Washington Carver. Go and read his story. George Washington Carver, sorry. Go and read his story. It's the kind of wisdom that the man puts cassava on the table and said, Lord, I need to do something. You know what Indomie is like? The Lord says, I know what it is. He said, I want to do something like that. Children will love it. Adults will love it. We'll package it easily. All raw materials from within the country. And the man, when God sees that he's serious, after a while, the Lord will bring understanding. The man will produce something. People will taste it. They will cook it. They start popularizing. Then factories start springing up here and there. manufacturing it. Children are going to school. They are carrying things made purely with local materials. That's what the Bible meant when it said it is the Lord thy God that giveth the power to create wealth. That's creation of wealth. Tell your neighbor, expect it to. Say in your own area,
something is coming.
What am I emphasizing? Don't think only pastors do, what they call it, word of knowledge, word of wisdom, diversities of miracles, different kinds of miracles, gifts of healings. No, it's not only pastors. God wants to pour a spirit upon all flesh. You know, there are things you'll see around. People think, you know, let me just say another thing about Nigeria. This God, even though I'm preaching is for everywhere, but let me say something about Nigeria. Don't believe this lie of recession. Please don't believe it. Which year are we in now? Within 2.5 years, even the lie will have to shut its mouth by force. Just watch me. Within 2.5 years from today, that lie will zip its mouth. Not even up to that. Just give it 2 years, 2 months maximum. 2.5 max anyway. Let's just live like that. I'm telling you something. Every lie, we are lying to you. The country is... Look, South, North, East, West, Quarren has been dead since I was a little boy. Are you getting my point? Immediately after the Civil War, people thought the strain, while they were making noise, NYC began. People were crossing the country and marrying each other. Some old men were still grumbling. Their children were having hybrids, you know. They don't even know, where are you from? I don't know, my father is from Abia, my mother is from Ogun. Where are you from? I'm somewhere halfway between. I'm from those states. Some people are sitting down there grumbling. Be sitting down there grumbling. People are moving forward. Why you are whining and grumbling? Dangote left Kano, came to build a refinery inside Lagos. In fact, the country, we are going to divide it. He and Atetela say, don't mind those boys, we will divide them. And they are there eating with each other, dividing businesses. Said, don't worry, I will manufacture this for you. You are my brother. They shake his hand. What will be outside? He said, no, we will divide this country. And they are getting poorer every day, lying to themselves. Men are there romancing each other on board meetings. I said, what are they doing? They are protesting. Where? They are on the Nature Bridge. Now, wow. So you know what we are going to do? What? Let's build the second Niger Bridge. So that when they protest in one, we'll pass the other one. Look, don't join all these noisemakers that they are not going anywhere. You know I've been saying it. You know I'm saying all of these things? I have found out looking back, with all the noise, Nigeria has been persistently going forward. Of course, the graph is not always like this. It shakes a bit. It bumps, you know, dips, bumps, rises. But look at it, it's going up. Don't let it leave you behind. That's all I'm saying. Now, somebody do. What did you want to tell me the other day? Say, we have driven CC Winers. Give me another name. Donnie McLaughlin. All of them, we've driven them out of the country. Have you noticed? The one you sang today. That yesterday's one is on. You know, this one. Everything written about you is great. I thought it was Donnie McLaughlin and. When did he hear Kekfali in Nigeria? Boys have driven them away now. Yeah. That's the Christian sect. Let's not even talk into the secular one. The secular one. Don Jazzy drove every... I'm telling you. Two-Face. P-Square. If I want you... If P-Square and Co. get on stage, Americans can't even dance where they are. When you saw those, their studded clothes that they wear, looking like aliens... People say, look, I think we did that. They shout, recession. If they take some of these Americans to come and sing here now, who knows who they are? Out of course, we just be clapping with them. I just want to be where you are. Me too, I want to be where you are. No, I just go on, just be feeling good. But when Frank Edwards shows, everybody will start. Learn a lesson from the fig tree. That's what I'm saying. You'll be lying to you that he said, look, Nigerians are they're moving forward. I'm amongst those who laugh. He said, this Nollywood, Nollywood. What's the name of this film this guy released? Yeah, this something for Lion. What's his name? Yes. Figurine. There's another one. October 1st. I saw clips of it. It's not those days of shooting in the dark and they can't hear your voice. You see that recent recession? Boys are doing movies. They are doing they are doing these things heavily. You know, somebody will now be lying to you, say, APC ruined this country. APC didn't ruin anything. Or is it PDP that ruined the country? They didn't ruin anything. Say, APC is not letting them move forward. APC cannot prevent you from going forward. They can't. Listen, prosperity in this country has no choice but to come. Oh, it doesn't have any choice again. It's who it will meet we are now discussing. That's what we are discussing now, not Nigeria. Americans said that 2016, Nigeria is likely to break as a country. Because they just watched me. One angel went, Jonah, said, yes, sir. Pick that phone. Call Buhari. Hello? Congratulations. Thank you very much. You're a good boy. He's traveling all over the world. UN ambassador. They are doing election. He'll go and monitor. The man is in front. Why? He picked the phone. And said, say Baba. And Baba said, no, hala. That's it. When angels walk, that's how they walk. Oh. Americans prophesied their prophecy. God made a fool of them. How does the Bible say again? What does it do to the omen of diviners? It's like he frustrates the omen of the diviners. That's what he did. But I'm telling you, let nobody lie. That recession. You will go forward. Forget what they are saying outside. Don't just join them. You are going forward.
Amen.
You will make clothes here. They will wear them in Europe.
That's right.
I hope you're getting my point here. See, for every sachet of Indomie we imported, before started making them locally, we will export a cassava product.
Amen.
And they will eat. We will open American mouths, stuff it in their mouth. They will eat. Europeans must eat it. White guys, so I don't talk about blacks. So the whites will eat it.
Amen.
And they will be proud. I say, man, the original one comes from Nigeria. Amen. They say, we have one factory in America. He said, those guys don't know how to make it. And which is not a lie. Have you ever eaten peanuts abroad? It's rubbish. My friend, when he's going back, it's a whole sack. We used to go to Gwete here. Ah, some of you have run that around for me before. You go there. I said, why are you buying this amount of granite? He said, there's no granite in London. I said, I said, no, they have peanuts. I said, this is groundnut. I'm not kidding. My friend used to buy enough to last 6 months. I'm not exaggerating. So all these water bottles, he will pack them, fill them. When they get to the airport, they look around like, what is this about? He said, this is groundnut. And this is every day at home. And truly, if you taste the one that those guys make there, it's 50% salt. The other 50% is still oily. Something like this. Rubbish thing. What am I going to say? We will feed them too.
Amen.
God said, to be able to do it, I am releasing wisdom. I am releasing insight. I am releasing the working of miracles into the hands of my people.
Amen.
And you will receive your portion in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Wherever be your field, let me tell you something. In fact, what I want to preach today, which is why I read that. But time has gone, I can't do that now. Whatever be your field. Listen, he says, sow your seed in the morning. At night, don't stop sowing your seed. What does that mean? Start using your gift. Set your mind on these things. Money is not your problem. What money does is to distract people from thinking. All they ever want to focus, how do I get money? Listen, just tell yourself, money is not the problem. Say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, give me food to eat, give me accommodation, give me shelter, give me all the things that I need for me and my family and to be able to give to people. God doesn't like prayer points that center around, you know, a man comes to you, very powerful man, Dangote now, let's take Dangote, rich man, richest African, and says, what do you want me to do for you? How do you think he will feel? If you say to him, say, oh God, I have not eaten in 3 days. You have like 2-5 for man. May I go, Emily, there, get something. He's going to think you are very stupid. Are you getting my point? Yeah, he's going to think something is wrong with you. If it's a one chance thing, you say, look, don't waste it. Go and ask one of your friends. When you come to me, you come back and ask for serious things. If Dangote thinks like that, what do you think God is thinking? And when he asked Moses, Solomon, what do you want me to do? He was not expecting Solomon to start arguing over money or small things. He expected Solomon to ask something serious. And Solomon asked for something serious, and the Lord said, Yehovah, something like that. That's what I'm talking about. Give me wisdom. Look, when you want to pray next, please forget this. You are looking for motor car. Human beings can buy you motor car. So when you want to ask God for something, please ask for something that only He can do. You're getting my point. John Washington Carver was reputed to have said to the Lord, this is the peanut. Tell me what's inside. And he brought about 200 products out of peanuts. They made all kinds of things. The man just kept on having insight. Because he said to the Lord, this is peanut. Show me something that's inside. See that cassava, you can lift it and say, God, they have made gari. We know we can make starch. But give me something else that's inside. It take a while, but something will come out. You can say, I'm an architect, I'm a builder. Why can't I do low-cost housing for less than 2 million naira? It's a question. The Lord said, do you want to discuss it? He said, why not? At the end of 2 years, you come up with an idea. So you can do two-bedroom, small, one small sitting room and all of that. We'll finish everything, deliver 2 million naira. Believe me, the king will send for you that time. I hope you're getting my point here. What is the summary? Tell your neighbor, expect a spiritual manifestation. Talk to somebody, say, expect a word of wisdom. Expect a word of knowledge. Expect the sending of spirits. The working of miracles. Gifts of healings. Prophecy. Tongues. Interpretation of tongues. They will come into your life. Let me remind us of something I said a few days ago. Pharaoh dreamt, but he couldn't interpret his dream. Can you remember that? Joseph interpreted the dream and knew how to break it down to practical life. In the same manner, heads of states, they dream. The president will dream. He will say things. What are dreams? Desires he wants for the country. But after saying it, most people are just going to start laughing. APC changed. Is that the change we're asking for? Next election, we are voting him out. He doesn't know what he's saying. We are just given a dream. Pharaohs don't know interpretations of dreams. It takes a Joseph to say that thing that the king said, this is what it means. This is what we need to do to bring it to pass. You need to pray for that kind of spirit. That's what I'm going to say about that again. That is the spirit that distinguishes people. That's the spirit that takes a man, a woman that was in prison, and brings him or her out and says, sit beside kings, dine with kings, talk to them. There's the release of the spirit that God needs, that God wants to do in this season. We're just calling for people that are able to receive it. The recession is a lie. What God is just saying is that my children produce wealth. Produce wealth. I am giving you the power to create wealth. Exercise your gift. Sow your seed in the morning. At night, don't be tired. Let me just run through something, okay? I want to close now. Because I think I have spoken enough. Now, I want to explain something. When I say, exercise your gift, is there Romans chapter 12? It says, each person has a grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Let each person exercise them accordingly. What it means is that there is something that's in your hand, there is a gift you have, there is a special talent that you have in your hand. We just talked now about the agricultural engineering that a Nigerian professor in South Africa was teaching, having worked in Australia and different parts of the world, and it has results to show for them. Now, different people will pick up on that, and then they say, okay, what can I develop from yam, from cassava, from potatoes, that things will grow locally, and all of that. And what God is doing is that he said, go and read that Proverbs chapter 2. He said, I've hidden sound wisdom for the upright. When I say exercise your gift, just start thinking. Start experimenting. Do you get my point? You're making clues. Start thinking of something different. Start experimenting. The internet, I said it earlier, is our Roman road. You understand? You're a minister of the gospel. Create a new way by which you interact with people so that you can teach them the word of God. Just start doing different things. Now, why most people don't do things, that's what I want to say, okay? is because many of the things we do, they don't yield money. And that is the greatest distraction from releasing God's gift inside us. Let me just say this, be practical about it. If that thing you want to exercise doesn't yield money, do something else that yields money and brings food on the side. Just bear that in mind. Like I always say jokingly, but I mean it. I said, don't worry, go and sell a recharge card. Do you understand? Just do something else. Do a part-time job that brings something, but make sure you have time to exercise a gift. Now, I want to say something. There are a number of things to bear in mind, which we have talked about here again and again before. And this will be the motivation, because people need proper motivation. When money is the motivation, that's why we don't do a lot of things. That's what I want to say. When money is the motivation, we will not do a lot of things. I like one thing they said, Mark Zuckerberg said once, when Facebook was just growing, you understand? And people said, this is good, though. They offered him massive amounts of money for his own time, that for that time. But nothing close to what it is now. That's made him the fifth richest man in the world. Of course, I didn't know it was going to be like this. Like I keep on saying, don't forget, there's the way life is. There's no way Facebook would have been like this if Apple did not start with the iPhone. They started with the iPhone, but that's not the issue. And then Google take over, buy Android, and release Android into the general market. And then the Asians produced cheap smartphones. That was what make Mark Zuckerberg rich, these factors. Because having a billion people come to Facebook every day, nothing less than 65% do it on their mobile devices. Few people have the time to sit on computers these days. So if they still had to sit on computers, he would not have been this big. What made him this big is, most of you here, you do Facebook. Where do you do it? It's on your mobile devices. Are you getting my point? And the people that made that available to everybody were the Asians. Apple felt that you need to be a big boy. Google said, well, don't worry. That's where we're going to get them. So they took Android and dashed it out free of charge. Samsung took Android and ran with it. Everybody came up Android. Because of Android, all the HTCs, Huawei's, of course, Infinix, Xiaomi, Xiaomi, all of those people started churning out phones. So that now, a typical smartphone is not expensive. That's what makes Mark Zuckerberg big. That's just the way it is. But the point I want to make is this. Listen. Many years ago, they offered the man a huge amount of money to sell Facebook. You know why he didn't sell it? One simple reason. I don't know what else I would be doing. He didn't think one day he was going to be the fifth richest man in the world. At that time, it was not conceivable that the thing would become... I mean, is he the first person to release something that everybody is liking? But they said the concept was that, okay, if I sell you Facebook, what will I be doing? But this was no longer about money now. The money was plenty. He just said, what else will I be doing? So for the joy of continuing programming and coding and improving Facebook, he said, I'm not selling it. I want to just control it. Why am I saying this? The reason why we don't achieve a lot of things is because we have a motivation for financial returns, and that does not allow gifts develop. But why should we be motivated? If there's no financial, we have to look for another motivation. That's what I'm going to say. You have to have motivation. You can't just wake up in the morning and be moving. Something must be moving you. If you're just moving on the road, then you're not normal. You just see now, Pastor Bank, where are you going? Nowhere. Yet, but I've seen this is your 10th trip up and down New Haven. You know, you're going to join hands. In the name of Jesus, you foul spirit, running this man up and down. The Lord is good. That is just how life is. There must be motivation. When Jesus was supposed to go to the cross, you know, there are things that scare me in court. Then I sat beside somebody today that was ill. Do you understand? And something flashed through my mind. I said, if you would take these difficult things that flash through your mind once in a while so that this person will stop being ill and people like that, will you take it? I said, gladly. I know you're suffering, but I will take it. That's what happened to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, what is that joy? Go ahead, Isaiah chapter 53. It says, sinners will be made righteous. God will forgive sins. They will be reconciled back to God, and he will see it and be glad. So we have to have motivation for whatever we are doing in life. And that's why I want to remind us again, this is the motivation for whatever you will have to do. Number one, remember, you are a gift of God to the earth, and listen, a day will come, he will return and say, what happened to my Mina? That's what I want you to bear in mind. So whatever you have to do, You know, this morning, during the school of ministry, that is our minister's meeting this morning, we had different testimonies. One of our brothers that came from Imo State for this seminar, he left this afternoon because he had to go for service tomorrow morning. He pastors a church. By the time he finished testifying, I tapped Okemute. I said, I won't leave this to go to America. He just testified of how the word that we release from this place, what he does with it, how he blesses people with it, how it changes people's lives. We were just talking about it. I just tapped Okemute. I said, forget this poverty matter. I'm not leaving this thing because he wants to give me money in dollars. I said, no, 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 no. When God puts something inside you, he said, you must release it. If you die and that thing is still complete, just wait. You know the flock people for heaven. Just wait. Are you getting my point? So that's the first motivation. You realize that, listen, no, I wasn't born just to come and eat and drink, build a house or two, and then I will now say I've done something. No. I must release what God has inside me, what he kept inside me. When I die, I must be empty. For that reason, if your name is Bezalel, nobody gives you a job, you carve anything. You know, Bezalel, we read about him, Exodus 31, Exodus 35. If they won't give you a job, go and cut a tree around and start carving it. Design it. Draw the head of state, carve him. Why? Because God put his skill inside you. When you're done with the tree, you have money to buy metal, do metal works. Nobody's hiring you to do it. Decorate places where people must see it by force. Not because you want to sell, but you say, I must add beauty to life. Why? I was created to do it. Like that brother was saying today, because he's also a preacher. He just felt that the things that we have recorded, we do the same job that what he could do. So he started pushing that one. But he made a statement, because an Anglican minister. He said, he told them that, listen, if you don't want me to minister here, don't worry. I will find another platform. But minister, I must minister. Me, those days, because I was a preacher, teacher of the word like this, I felt, okay, I must minister. When the pressure would be inside me, I started writing things down. I wrote a lot of them down. They became books later, but I had to write them down. Are you getting my point? And the more I exercised the gift, the better I became at it. The primary reason why I was doing it was that the thing would not stay inside. Are you getting my point? We have to let it come out. What do I want to leave on this earth personally? Next year, of course, 2 books are coming out next year. I'm sure of that, by God's mercy. Maybe 3, maybe 4. You understand? One is almost complete, Guided by the Spirit, How to Receive from God. Otherwise, titled "The Salvation is Still by Faith." Salvation is Still by Faith. They are coming out next year. Throwing out things up and down. Why? Because it's a gift of God, it must be released. Do you get my point? Don't let anybody lie to you that it doesn't make money. That's not the issue. It is the gift of God, it must be released. That's the primary motivation. If I think I can stop there. I have all the other ones we used to have. Let me just leave it because we still have a few things to do. Okay? I think I can stop there. That's your primary motivation. That's your primary motivation. It is true that God shines light. That's how you bear testimony of the fact that Jesus is alive. It's not everybody that will go and be telling stories. You see, God died for you, Christ died for you. Just by telling your testimony, by doing your work. Remember Demon Shakarian. People asked him, like I was saying, explaining earlier, those manifestations of the Spirit by which he bought animals, all right, that they bred. People noticed that there was something unusual about his ability to catch correct ones. So they asked him, how are you doing it? Let me summarize it like this. He said, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty gives them understanding. He said, there is a God that made a cattle on 1,000 hills. He talks to me. He lets me know. That was his own way of witnessing. The God that made a cattle on 1,000 hills. And when he was doing that, miracles happened though in his life. Only they tested his animals. 50,000 animals were going to be slaughtered because they tested positive for tuberculosis. The only way they controlled the spread of Mycobacterium bovis was to kill all the animals. That was the main source of tuberculosis infection at that time, milk, before they understood how to pasteurize properly. So one day sat and was watching TV, and the preacher said, the cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to the Lord. So he called the preacher. He said, are you sure of that statement? He said, what does the Lord think about his cattle being slaughtered? So he arranged to the preacher. He said, will you pray for cattle? The man said, why not? That's what I was saying earlier. Don't think it's only human beings that get healed. The preacher came and said, no problem. Let's pray for cattle. They went to the Reliance 1, Reliance 2, Reliance 3. That's what they named the cattle enclosures. The man stood. He said it was as if the cattle knew there was prayer time because they all kept quiet and were looking at the man. He put up his hands and rebuked tuberculosis. The health officials came next day. They tested as many animals as possible. All of them were negative. Please tell your neighbor, expect a miracle. He didn't just grow animals to 1 million in number those days because it just felt like growing animals. There was a spiritual manifestation following him. So it's through exercising your gift that you give a lot of testimony to the fact that Jesus indeed is alive. In this life, you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
I say you'll be fruitful.
Amen.
You will multiply.
Amen.
You will fill the earth.
Amen.
You will subdue it.
Amen.
You will have dominion.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I think I've spoken enough. Even though, if we keep on talking, we'll still have a lot of things to say. But lest we say the ones that will now remove the spirit, it is enough. The Lord is good. Like I said, please, before we go, we're going to do something. I just felt in my spirit that I should do it. We're just going to pray for people. And the prayer is just for one thing. We have no need, men of God, to talk to anybody. It's just the release of that unction to bear fruit. That's the summary of it. So as we are leaving, we'll pray, we'll do everything. But so as we are closing, after we share the grace, all right, but we'll just join. People will just come forward, just put a hand in the oil and just put that oil on people's heads. It's just it's a point of release. Let's put it like that. But this is a prayer. Now, this is a prayer that is going with it. This man are not going to pray. They're just going to put the head and just in the name of Jesus receive it. What is going to happen is that the spirit of insight, the spirit of understanding, the kind of spirit that God placed in the heart of Joseph, the kind of spirit that he placed in the heart of Daniel, the kind of spirit that he placed upon the heart of Bezalel, that kind of spirit that distinguishes people, the spirit of vision, the spirit of revelation, the spirit of insight, the spirit that sees things that other people can't see, the ability to understand difficult problems and solve them, the ability to interpret dreams, the ability to interpret dreams ahead of states we have, that will come upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In whatever you do, you will be outstanding.
Amen.
It's a spirit of excellence we are talking about. Yes, the word has come forth. That will just confirm it. That spirit, Paul said that, Timothy, stir up the gift that was placed in you by the laying on of hands of the elders. That is a spirit comes into people, all right, to enable them to perform. That spirit to perform, manifesting your gift and revealing God for this earth to see, it will come upon you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will be fruitful.
Amen.
You will multiply.
Amen.
You will fill the earth.
Amen.
And you will subdue it.
Amen.
Let me say it again. You will be fruitful.
Amen.
Those your hands, put them out. Whatever you put them to do will prosper in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You will put the hands to do something.
Amen.
Your hands will not be idle.
Amen.
If you want to be idle, these hands will not stay still.
Amen.
They will move and pull you to where God wants you to be.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For you, there is no recession.
Amen.
Recession is not your portion.
Amen.
How can it be your portion when you are one that's supposed to create wealth? You are the one that will pull people out of recession.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even though your beginning is small, that's so important for us to emphasize, your latter end shall greatly increase.
Amen.
Here are people that will pay 5 million naira a month to staff.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
One day, somebody, a few people are sitting down here, they will stand, and at the end of the month, when they are, not even them, they don't have time to be paying staff. When their accountant is signing, 2,000 people are on their salary, you know, they are earning salaries from their companies.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
10,000 families will depend on what you have done.
Amen.
To be fed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
These hands will produce.
Amen.
I said these hands will produce.
Amen.
We didn't come here to teach methods, step A, step 2, step 3. No, this is an impartation of the spirit of excellence.
Amen.
The spirit of productivity.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what you are receiving today. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.
Amen.
All right, the Lord is good.